Well, I think you only get 16 of these things. I think, obviously it was a big win. One on the road, against a division opponent, I believe our first victory. I think just we kind of knew where we were. We fell behind in where we wanted to be in our win-loss record. And to be relevant, we had to – that was kind of a must-win, just like this week will be.
Jen, when you say that handling prosperity is as difficult as handling adversity, what is the biggest issue?
Well, I think just keeping focus on being the same guy, not looking at the scoreboard, whether it's the course of a game, not looking at whether you won last week or lost last week, just preparing. And, we have a slogan in there, you fail to prepare, you prepare to fail.
Have you learned lessons from previous teams that have not been able to handle prosperity?
Well, I think, really, when you get really where we want to be, unless you win that very last game, and that's kind of the big one, you're not happy. And there's only one of those every year. So we're working to get to that point, and we'll see what this season brings. But, that's really kind of how our belief is.
But I guess what I'm asking is, have you had teams that have failed to handle prosperity?
I don't know. It depends on it depends on what you call failure. At the end of the day, you're trying to win that last game, and I've never done it before, so I'm still working on it.
John, some of the guys shared a couple of videos of you celebrating. For the moment, impromptu,
across
the
passion? I think it's part of winning. Sometimes winning can be exciting.
Chaz, you went back and watched Thursday night's game. What stood out to you about the way Tracy performed?
I think he's played pretty well over the last month. I think, he had an injury bug a little bit before, earlier in the season when he was able to get healthy. And I think he's performed pretty well, pretty steadily improved every week.
What's your level of appreciation for success, given sort of his path the last 5 years, bouncing around, fighting injuries, all that?
I think, again, hats off to all these guys. I think they work very hard. This is a blue-collar job. I think a lot of the fans and people see the glamour of Sundays and not really realize all that goes into it. So he's fought hard and overcome a lot, and I'm just glad to see him being successful.
John, what sort of impact has he had on football?
On the what?
On Kyle Fuller. Has he had an impact?
I think so, yeah. I think, he's a very knowledgeable player. He knows how to study tape. A lot of guys look at tape. Sometimes I'm not sure what they look at. But, I think, he's very, very smart that way. He's been around the league, understands concepts, route concepts, splits, receiver locations. I mean, a lot of things that a young guy may not know that I think he shares with that whole room.
Seems like Fuller's put together a couple of pretty good games in a row here.
Well, yeah, I think our secondary's gotten better. I think we've made some changes. I think guys are understanding some of the packages that are in our scheme. They're communicating better with each other. There's a lot of things that happen, once they break the huddle as far as how the offense deploys that they're getting better at.
John, is playoffs something you want the players thinking about, or does that get them looking past one game? You want to have motivation, but does that cause them to overlook the game at hand?
Well, I think, the whole thing is having meaningful or relevant games. I think you want to put yourself in that position, but you definitely want to keep the focus small, and all our focus right now is on San Francisco 49ers.
John, obviously a long snapper change over the weekend. What convinced you to make that move at this point?
Those changes are never easy. Thomas Gafford did a lot of great things for us. He's a good man. He's kind of the guy I want in this building. I think we struggled over the last 3 weeks a little bit in our consistency, and particularly on short snaps. We had one go a little bit haywire in the Green Bay game. At the end of the day, all our decisions are based on what makes this team better and what's better for this football team.
John, can you tell us anything? Will Sutton, was he healthy scratch? He was on the injury report last week. Anything that went into that decision to call up Ziggy?
No, he just wasn't active.
Did you hear anything, John, from anybody in upper management here, ownership, anything special about having beaten the Packers?
I think I'm aware of the fact that it's a rivalry game. I don't know about just – I know in this building for sure, and I think probably outside of this building I think it is too. So, it was one where we hadn't won a division game. We were 0-3, and obviously that's a good start, as we trek back through the division.
John, were you able to turn things off for 3 days, or are you still always looking ahead?
Oh, we were pretty busy here Friday, but Saturday and Sunday was nice to recover. I think, you know, we had 4 games in 17 days, 2 of them road games. So, you know, I think we're 3 of them road games. So, you know, I think it was important for the coaches and the players to get a little bit of a break.